This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. All right, ladies and gentlemen, there is a thought out there that Shedeur Sanders may actually have a decent path to starting with the Cleveland Browns. Now, what has he got working against him? He's got working against him the fact that he's by far the lowest drafted guy in that room. He has working against him. It doesn't seem as though the people in the organization, if you watch their draft room when he was selected, really wanted him. So he's got that working against him. But there are folks who think that there is a, like Colin Cowherd said, he'll be starting by Thanksgiving. There are other folks who think he'll be starting by mid-year or November or Thanksgiving or whatever the case may be. Michael Florio on X said, no disrespect to him, but there's not a world where Dylan Gabriel, talking about no disrespect to Dylan Gabriel, but there's not a world where Dylan Gabriel is currently better or has more long-term upside than Shedeur Sanders. So if you think about what's really in that room, with Deshaun Watson out with the Achilles, you've got Joe Flacco, who is a Super Bowl champ, MVP, former first-round pick. Great career. I believe he's 40 or 41. And he was with the Browns a couple years ago. They let him go for a reason. Now they brought him back because of Deshaun's injury. He's the projected starter, especially game one. But you can't tell me he's just absolutely got that thing on lockdown if somebody else behind him doesn't start playing really well. You look at Kenny Pickett, former first-round draft pick. He's been a few different places now. He's been a few different places because it didn't work out at some places. Now, the Browns actually traded for him, so they want him. I don't know that they necessarily see him as a starter. You look at Dylan Gabriel. He was drafted ahead of Shedeur because of everything that Dylan Gabriel brings to the table as a whole. When you look at the physical aspect of this, and Dylan Gabriel statistically, maybe statistically, the greatest quarterback in the history of college football, very good quarterback, but also started for 6 years. Shedeur probably has a bigger upside than Dylan Gabriel does just physically. There is a path if Shedeur, who's in a situation he's never been in before, he's never been coached by anyone but his dad. It's completely different. Now he's the low man on the totem pole day one. Now he's in a place where the people in charge, instead of being his dad, are kind of like, don't know about you. If he can go out and perform well, and he's never gotten in trouble off the field, don't anticipate that. Just keep the drama down. Go out and perform well. There is a potential path to where he could start. Now, do I think that's going to happen this year? I personally do not. I think it might happen year two. I also think he could get released before the end of the season because they don't want four quarterbacks. It's just as likely that he could get released as he could start year two. Jake, what are your thoughts? Is anybody chimed in on the text line here? Let us know. We got like 2 minutes in the show left, so you got to be quick if you're going to chime in. What's the number, Jake?
402-464-5685.
My prediction.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops. Just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Is that somebody else has let go to get down to two active quarterbacks, one practice squad quarterback that is not Shedeur Sanders. And my prediction is that it is unfortunately Kenny Pickett. That's not a shot at Kenny Pickett. I think they look at Dylan and they draft him in the third round. And they're like, we're not going to get rid of that guy year one. And I think they're going to say, Joe's probably day one starter. We're keeping Dylan Gabriel. It's either Kenny Pickett or Shedeur, and who has the longer term upside? Boom. We'll make Shedeur the practice squad guy. Maybe he earns the backup job, and we're going to ride with him because of what he may potentially be able to give us down the road. That's my prediction. And then he starts year two. There's my official prediction. I literally was thinking, figuring out as I was talking it out. What do you think, Jake?
Yeah, it's interesting. One thought off the text line from Bill and Bennett says, I feel that if Shadur's named the starter in Cleveland, it's just a ploy to put butts in seats. To go along with that thought, he does have the number one rookie jersey sale right now, if you look at jersey sales. So that maybe could be factored in if you're just looking for some buzz in Cleveland, which they might do. I mean, we'll see kind of how the season goes. But that's where it's kind of hard to break down. I agree with you. I think Kenny Pickett feels like the odd man out. Mm. Did win a championship last year, obviously, as a backup in Philadelphia. Maybe you can get something in return for him out there. I mean, he's 15-10 as a starter. So if you are competitive, trying to make a playoff, you know, maybe a guy that's been there before, you know, Flacco's 41, maybe he's feeling old or whatever that week, you might throw Pickett out there. But he does feel like it would be the odd man out there. Like you said, you just can't get rid of your third round draft pick, who has just won a lot. I mean, that's the kind of book on him is he's not great at anything, but he's just a winner. And so, it could get interesting there. I do think Shadur does get a start because his talent is above that fifth round grade.
There are some NFL teams who did not think he was a first or second round talent, you know, contrary to what some folks might think out there. I will say this, there's a business aspect to this. The Browns are not a team that, outside of Cleveland, a whole lot of people are interested in watching right now. It would help if they just won more games in general. Just, there were some things last year that made him a little bit more interesting, okay? But that could be a factor. Shadur might make more people tune in, might put more butts in seats, might help us make more money. If he's relatively the same skill-wise and effectiveness-wise as the guy he's competing with, he might actually get the bump. It might actually help him. All the scrutiny he's gotten may actually help him. Again, selling more jerseys right now. I clicked on a TikTok video the other day, and it was from the Browns. And it was, today was race day, and they had all these races to see who the fastest players were. Shadur was not in the video. I clicked on the comments. You know what the first five comments I saw were? Where's Shadur? We want to see Shadur. Why isn't Shadur in the video? First of all, Shadur's not going to win any races. But people want to see Shadur. Whether they like him, whether not so much, he's a draw, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Have a phenomenally phenomenal weekend. Go, Big Red. And always remember to throw the bones.